Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody loves love.
I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better. I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. But many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
Shalom, 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 and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, I'm your host, and I'm your servant, Sister Georgia. Today, family, is the 23rd of January 2014. Once again, we're coming together in spirit. We're coming together to hear our Father's word. We will give spiritual understanding, so you might not be used to that with what's going on out there in the world, even among many of the Hebrew sites. You might not be used to that, but we're going to give that spiritual understanding. I welcome each and every family member, each and every lost sheep of the house of Israel. So we're going to get back to our Father's word. We have part three, okay, of a series we're doing called Serpent Seed, They Are Not All Israel, Which Are of Israel. That's what we're going to be doing today. And if you have not been keeping up with the lessons, you need to make sure you go back through the first, the second, and then get caught up with the third. We're going to keep moving forward, and I pray that everyone has viewed those lessons prior. It's very important because what the understanding pertaining to really what the whole scripture is about is laid out. We've been laying it out. We've been allowing everyone to understand. If you're looking into the world to try to figure out revelations. Many people look into news, science, and all kind of things to figure out revelations. But you need to go back to the prophets, because revelation is just a revealing. It's a revealing of what the prophets already said. It's a revealing of what Yahushua proclaimed. And it's all laid out for us. So the biggest thing that's hurting our people is the misteachings. Okay? Certain people out there are teaching not by the set-apart spirit. And those called to teach the word are supposed to teach in the spirit, which means you're not going to get a fleshly message. That's why I said if you're not coming and prepared to learn spiritually, you're going to say, well, she's lying, although we're reading it. We have to start operating out the spirit family. Our Father, as well as Yahushua, who was the Word, their spirit. And those who are sent from above, those who are the fathers, are spiritual. We're spirits. So we're going to get with some spiritual understanding. Okay, I welcome each and every one of you. Now, before we get started, let's just say a prayer and give thanks to our Father. Ask everyone to raise their hands with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for all that you have done in the past with our ancestors, for giving us Yahushua, the Redeemer, for creating a path through the Comforter, the set-apart spirit, so that we can come back righteously to you, for preserving your word in our Hebrew history book that is now translated in the English and termed by the Gentiles, the Bible, where we can read, get your spiritual understanding, and get those sentences and those hidden mysteries where they're revealed to your children. Father, we know that each and every family member, each and every lost sheep, it's their responsibility to seek your face. So, Father, we're here seeking your face, seeking your blessings. We want to come back righteously, Father, where we are pleasing to you. So, Father, we ask for a blessing over each and every listener, over myself, over my mouth. And we just ask, Father, that you allow the set-apart spirit to work through me, that I may give your children your word, where it not be mine but yours, Father. And all glory, all honor and praise always goes back to you. Father, we say hallelujah, and we thank you, and we praise you in Yahushua's set-apart name. Hallelujah, Hua. Okay, welcome, everyone. Welcome. I gave everybody on the chat line a link to the KJV scriptures. Okay, you can follow me there. I will list where I'm reading from. And I ask everyone, please open up, you know, because it's your job to also read along with me. Don't take it just for my word. Hey, we're going to go to the Father's word and let him give the understanding. Let him give the increase. I'm just planting the seeds by reading his word. So what I want to do first, family, is just always give a little review of what we've gone through so far and so forth, because I don't want anybody to come here and not know what this topic is about. I want to first go and give just a little bit of understanding. Everybody's looking to try to figure out revelations. Everybody's trying to figure out how to please our Father. I mean, our people love our Father, whether they be lost or whether they have the understanding. They're not in a state of ignorance concerning our Father's word. It's all about pleasing our Father. And it's all about knowing what to expect, because he told us to keep out, keep a watch out, look out. Don't be as one when a thief comes. We're supposed to know what's in our history book. We're supposed to know this. So I want to first start off by reading Jeremiah 29. I'm only going to read verses 1 through 9, because you have to understand that the way that our book, our Hebrew history book, was written or put together in English, there are many captivities for the children of Israel when they were in disobedience to their father. A lot was said. Many people don't understand that it's a repetitive thing, what we read from the prophet Jeremiah. And we're going to go there. Now, this would be right before the children of the southern kingdom were going into Babylon, into their captivity. as we well know, the end talks about this mystery Babylon. Well, we're going to read and get understanding. What are we supposed to be doing right now? And did the Father warn us of the serpent seed? Those who he will tell you, hey, I didn't send them to tell you this. Those who have been leading the children of Israel astray from the very beginning. Those of the lineage of Cain. They call themselves prophets. The Father calls them lying prophets, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, blind guides. Well, we were going to go to Jeremiah and see what he had to say. What did he warn the children of Israel while they're in their captivity, in their wilderness, their place of safety? Okay, the ones who were obedient, here's what he told them. He said, and I'm going to begin at verse 1. This is taken out the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. The prophet Jeremiah says in verse 1, now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders, which were carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jehoiakim, the king, and the queen, and the eunuchs, and the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters, and the smiths, were departed from Jerusalem. By the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Jemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus said it, Yahuwah, creator of hosts, the father of Israel, unto all that were carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and begat sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city whether I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto Yahuwah for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. Pay attention. For thus said Yahuwah of hosts, the Father of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, said our Father Yahuwah. Now, if you're really reading and understanding what you're reading, you will understand that when Jeremiah was speaking to the people and they were going in a prescribed place, which was under bondage, okay, where they were not in their land, and they would be in Babylon. He told them, you're going to be there a while. So, you know, go ahead and build your house, get your wife, have some kids, give your kids off to be married, do well, seek the peace of the land. But he also warned them. Many people act like they don't know it's a warning. Whatever was said right here, you can better believe it's taking place right now because there's nothing new underneath the sun. We're in the place of our wilderness. We're in the place of our captivity, that last kingdom. Well, that's Rome. That's the Iron Kingdom. We're right in the midst of our captivity. We're in the place where we're supposed to get it right. We can read what Jeremiah said in chapter 29 and get a clue what we should be doing. Most importantly, if we're seeking the Father and trying to seek the peace, one thing that is mentioned everybody seems to overlook. But hey, we're going to go there. Because the title of today's lesson, Serpent Seed, right? We're talking about the serpent seed. Those from Cain's lineage. Those from Cain's lineage. It's important you know that we have to speak about this. Many people read the scriptures and the way it's being read, everybody overlooks the serpent seed. Don't think of a snake. Go back to understanding the parable of the wheat and tare, where Yahushua said, while the Hebrews slept and they were the wheat, it said the enemy came in and planted a seed. Think spiritual. Our bodies are vessels. Something was planted in a Hebrew body, but it didn't come from our father. So when this enemy came in and planted a seed there, he went his way. And then we read about all the tellings of sons who, you know, basically wanted to get the kingdom, and they were not given the right of the kingdom. We can go to Cain, we can go to Ishmael, we can go to Esau. They all were brothers of one of the called ones. Our bodies are vessels. We came from above. The Father knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb. Think spiritual family. So what does Jeremiah warn the people? Because remember, for them to be carried away captives, they had to have done something wrong. And anyone who has gone back, and I pray everyone has, and read through the books of Samuel as well as Kings, understands what Israel did wrong as a nation, why they were split into two kingdoms. Why is it that Judah slipped, the southern kingdom? Israel had been slipping left and right under Jeroboam. Jeroboam was the first really pronounced serpent seed right there. He was there. You see, I got to take you back a little. I'm going to take everybody back in 1 second, but let me just make sure everybody knows this. I want to reread this last part. I want to read verses 8 and 9 of Jeremiah 29, because this is the brunt of it, family. Jeremiah says, "For thus said Yahuwah, creator of hosts, the father of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed. For they," who's the they? Well, that would be your prophets and your diviners. "For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name." So they're going to be using our father's name. But it's not from our father. What they do will look righteous, but it's not of our father. When we went to Isaiah, you know, Isaiah chapter 1, go to Isaiah 66. You know, you can go many places in the scripture. Those are the two pronounced places where when we read it and we understand that the certain things that Israel was doing, it was not acceptable. Why was it not acceptable? Because it wasn't according to our father. It was a man-made feast day. It was a man-made, everything was man-made. It wasn't prescribed by our father. We weren't in obedience as far as feast days and so forth. We weren't keeping righteous judgments. We weren't righteous in the law. We weren't taking care of the widows, the poor. Everything was unrighteous. So when we understand that the biggest thing that Jeremiah told the people after he told them is seek peace at where you're going to be because you're going to be there a while, but he warns them. He warns them, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you. Okay? It tells us for they prophesy falsely unto you in my name, in the Father's name. Okay? I've not sent them. We're going to hear this repetitive pattern throughout the scriptures. It's important that you understand this. Now, I want to take everybody to Genesis 3 because that's where it begins. That's why you ought to know the beginning if you're going to understand the end, which is Revelation. When you go to Genesis 3:15, do we hear about the serpent seed, this generation of vipers? Well, yeah, we do. I don't care what the world tells you, is right there in your face. Can you read with understanding? Just think spiritual. Many of them, they think fleshly, so they can't understand this. But see, if ye are of our Father, you will come spiritually to his word with understanding. It tells us in Genesis 3:15, after the Father speaks to Eve and the serpent, verse 15, he says, I would put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The enmity that was placed there, family, is so obvious if you read in the scripture. After they were kicked out of the garden, put coats of skin on, and they had the two children, they called them brothers, but hey, we're going to see what Cain says. And then you can understand, really, were they brothers? If our bodies are just vessels, that's all our bodies are vessels. You are called and you are the fathers. And as they put it in the scriptures, you are a son of God, a child of the Most High, if you are sent from above. But in the physical, a birth really means nothing. That doesn't guarantee that you are the fathers. It's about the spirit. Let's go there. When we get to Genesis 4, really quickly, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. But we can understand, as the Father goes throughout Scripture and tells you, even Yahushua came to proclaim it in John 8, ye are of your father the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning, and everyone who knows the beginning is Genesis. He was a murderer from Genesis. Okay? He abode not in the truth. There's no truth in him. So when we read, these in the physical were brothers, but in the spirit they were not brothers. They were not the, he was not, Cain was not of the brethren, the people, the chosen. So it says that in verse 2, and she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, the flock, just like most of our people in Scripture when we read. Because who represents the sheep, the flock? Well, that's his people. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep. But it tells us, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Cain used his hands, he did work. And remember, the ground was cursed in Genesis 3. So it says, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Most High. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And Yahuwah had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Most High said to Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou, pay attention, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. What is that saying? Well, it's telling us that the ones from Cain's lineage, we read the Apocalypse of Abraham last week, and it said even some of those who derived from Azazel, taken from Azazel, because the lineage of Cain was the serpent seed. Okay, the lineage of Cain was the serpent seed. They were not called. Then we have an engrafting in when we get to Romans. When we go read about certain individuals in the Old Covenant, they were doing mischief, and the Father got rid of them quickly. When we read in Genesis 4, how it tells us that the father, in verse 5, he said he had no respect for Cain nor his offering. Okay? But the father lets us know in New Covenant that he is not a respecter of persons. You have to ask yourself, why is there such contradictory statements here? If it's contradictory to you, it's probably because you've learned the lie. Those who teach of the flesh will not tell you the truth. Cain didn't have the spirit that was set from above. But the little hint that they took out and put in the apocryphers, or that might be in the pseudepigraphers, the Apocalypse of Abraham, it lets us know even some of those derived from Azazel will be counted as the father's children. Meaning, just like everybody wants to claim, oh, you have to have a Hebrew man to be a Hebrew. Not so. Yahushua said, my father can raise up children from these stones, because our bodies are vessels. If you're not sent from above, if the Father did not know you before he formed you in your mother's womb, well, you're not of our fathers. So even from the lineage of Cain, some will be brought over to Yahuwah's side, because it let us know, the Father told us right here, he said, if thou dostest well, shalt thou not be accepted? But the other hint we have, all Israel's not of Israel. Not all the people that you see look like you. You said, oh, yeah, yeah, I know they're Hebrew. Not all Israel's of Israel. Because the stipulation for Cain's lineage was, if thou doest well. But we know, because the book was written before the foundations of the earth, and it tells us that broad is that way for destruction, many are going to find that path, and narrow, and few that find that correct path, that stay on that straight path, leading to our Father and the kingdom and Yahushua. So, we see it all starts with Cain. And the problem in the beginning was he was doing something of works with his hands, and it had to do with a sacrifice. It had to be how he was giving honor to the Father through sacrifice. So let's go a little further. I just want to hit here, hit there, get everybody back on track, understand what we're talking about. Don't be deceived, family. I'm not going to tell you nothing that's not in Scripture. So, like I said, Jeremiah 29, he warned the people. This is in Jeremiah. This is after the book of Kings. Okay? He tells the people, when you go seek this place, you do well, build your house, you go be there a while, you know, get your wife, have some children, give them husbands, give them wives, seek the peace of the land. And also, he said, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you. Okay? For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them. We're warned many places. Let's go to number 16, family. I want to read something to you guys. I mentioned it before, but I don't think I had a chance to read it. So we're going to read it. We're going to read of a clear evident, it's in the scriptures, clear and evident if you're spiritually understanding the serpent seed and what was with Israel the whole time. I'm talking about Israel as a nation. Those who were of our Father and those who were not of our Father. The separating of the sheep and the goat. As we read last lesson, we talked about in Revelation how it speaks of that that sheep that came out of the earth, that lamb that came out of the earth, but it had two horns, you know, but it spake like a dragon. Anything that looked like a sheep got to be looking like the flock, the true people, but this one spake like a dragon. It's mentioned all over the serpent seed. It's a matter of, do you want the truth or you want the lie? And you want to keep and possibly be deceived. Because we're warned all throughout the scripture. Let's go to number 16. We're going to see another case of the serpent seed. Okay. And this one's really interesting. I'm going to tell you why in a second. Go to number 16, family. I'm going to begin at verse 1. Now, this is with Moses and Aaron. Okay. And the children of Israel, but a particular set. Pay attention. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, the son of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel. Now, why is there a distinction made? Pay attention. They rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are set apart, every one of them, and Yahuwah is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Most High? They want to know why you think yourself so much. Just like when Miriam spoke against Moses, Miriam and Aaron were speaking against Moses. You know, the Father talking to me too. Father wasn't talking to them. Well, right here, we're going to find out something. Pay attention. Verse 4. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake unto Korah and to all his company, saying, even tomorrow Yahuwah will show who are his and who is set apart, and will cause him to come near unto him, even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you census, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before Yahuwah tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom Yahuwah doth choose, he shall be set apart. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. Okay, pay attention, family, because we just read how the sons, my computer wants to say, we just read how Korah, you know, took some of the sons of Levi and so forth, sons of Reuben and some of the children of Israel, and they came against Moses. You know, they said, they told Moses, you know, you think you take too much upon yourself. You see, no, the congregation is set apart. We all set apart. Every one of them. And Yahuwah is among them. Wherefore, then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Most High. You better be paying attention who Moses was, because it's going to tell us in Matthew 25 who Moses is. Moses was the lawgiver. Moses was the one who went up on top of Mount Sinai and got the commandments. Moses was chosen of the Most High. But someone in the congregation, it tells us it was Korah, some sons of Levi, Reuben, so forth, and some of the children of Israel, they came against Moses. Moses, all he told them was this, plain and simple. He said, excuse me, family. He says in verse 5, even tomorrow, Yahuwah will show who are his. Who are his? Who were sent from above? Who was called? Okay? And who is set apart? All this brings you back to Adam, okay, who had the breath of life. But then you should also take in consideration the parable of the wheat and tare that Yahushua gave you understanding about. It's not about the seed, it's about the spirit. The genealogies play somewhat of a role in it. But don't think just by the genealogy, everybody coming from this one man or this man and this woman are all set apart. Uh-uh. You're deceiving yourself. Because Moses said, you know, you come tomorrow and the Most High is going to let you know who's his and who's set apart. Okay? So let's go a little further. I don't want to stop there. So Moses tells them, I'll go back up to verse 6, this do, take your censers, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before Yahuwah tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom Yahuwah doth choose, he shall be set apart. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that Yahuwah, the father of Israel, has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Most High and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? And he hath brought thee near to him and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee. And seek ye the priesthood also? He's asking him, what is it with you? Now, check it out. And Moses, he's telling Korah who came against them with all the sons of, part of the children of Israel, you know, and so forth, who came against them. Here's what Moses says to him. Pay attention. Seemeth but a small thing unto you that our father Yahuwah, the father of Israel, has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle? And to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? And he has brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the son of Levi, with thee? And seek ye the priesthood also? They wanted the priesthood. They wanted to replace Moses and Aaron. You're going to find eventually they will do that. They will accomplish that goal. If you're paying attention in the scripture and understanding the spirit, the seed, the ones who are called, Let's go a little further and see what he says. It says in verse 11, "For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against Yahuwah. And what is Aaron that ye murmur against him?" And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, "We will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us? Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up." And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Most High, "Respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them." And Moses said unto Korah, "Be thou and all thy company before Yahuwah, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow, and take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring ye before Yahuwah every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also and Aaron, each of you his censer." And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of Yahuwah appeared unto all the congregation. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, "Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." And they fell upon their faces and said, "O Yahuwah, O Father Yahuwah of the spirit of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation?" And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto the congregation, saying, Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram." And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, "Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins." So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little ones. And Moses said, "Hereby ye shall know that Yahuwah hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahuwah hath not sent me. But if Yahuwah make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked Yahuwah." And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, "Lest the earth swallow us up also." And there came out a fire from the Most High, and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censer out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censer of these sinners against their own spirits or their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar, for they offered them before the Most High. Therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger which is not of the seed of Aaron, which no stranger that is not of the seed of Aaron, come near to offer incense before the Most High. Many believe they can do that today, but anyhow, that he be not as Korah and his company, as Yahuwah said to him by the hand of Moses. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel, they murmured against Moses and Aaron, saying, ye have killed the people of the Most High. And it came to pass when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked towards the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of Yahuwah appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Most High. The plague has begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense and made an atonement for the people, stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, besides them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. Now, family, we just read in number 16, I think I said, we just read about serpent seed. Serpent seed always going to go against what the Most High has ordained. Serpent seed, I'm just going to throw this out, and you can catch it if you can, what I'm going to say. Serpent seed are going to go out against anybody who is lifted up by the Most High to tell you the truth. The ones who teach the Spirit, they will be against. The one who the Father chooses, regardless if it's a woman or if it's a man, they will be against. Sit in a law-giving seat, and they teach from the old covenant law stance. Very subtly are they the ones who actually tell you, Yahushua, he didn't resurrect. By what they tell you, what they teach you. Water baptism, oh, that's important. You still have to do this. When you don't have to do that. It's a spiritual baptism. It's a renewing of the mind, body, and the spirit. All you do when you dip yourself in water, which the world does, is you just took a little bath. That's all you've done. If you don't have that complete renewing of the mind, the body, and the spirit, you're the same as what you was before. Because John was just a forerunner. Yahushua, the new covenant, the spiritual things is what counts. They will tell you, instead of waiting on our Father, which the word is clear in the scriptures, they will tell you, you have to do something. You have to make your own salvation. You have to go here. You have to do this. You have to wear a certain item. You know, you have to, for the women, you have to humble yourself and be sex slaves for us so we can rebuild the nation. Some don't like that I said that, but I'm going to say it again. You have to help us rebuild the nation, woman, and be concubines, because the Spirit's not with you. We, through our seed, through our sperm, we have to rebuild the nation. And anyone reading the scripture knows that the Father said that the body is the vessel, but the spirit, what goes in that vessel makes you a son of the Most High. Can you understand the spiritual versus the flesh? I pray you can, because that is the identifying point of the serpent seed. They go and they teach flesh law of the old covenant and exclude the new covenant, which is spiritual, which is Yahushua. Remember, there's only one mediator between the Father and his people, and that's that man, Yahushua. Who was Yahushua? He was the comforter, okay, that came amongst the people. He was a set-apart spirit. Before, in the book of John, chapter 1, he was a spirit in the beginning. But when they tell you water baptism over a renewing of the mind, body, and spirit, which is spiritual, they've excluded Yahushua. When they tell you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to learn how to farm, raise your own. It's wonderful to learn how to farm. It's wonderful to say, well, a woman should be a virtuous woman. I believe a man should be a virtuous woman too, myself, because that's what the scripture is really telling us. Speaking of Israel, these things, there's nothing wrong with that. But you're going to have the mark on you if your belief, your thought pattern is off, and it's fleshly, and it's not word sent by our Father Yahuwah. He going to say, I didn't send these people to tell you that. Because, see, you're supposed to read, study to show yourself approved to the Most High, rightly dividing the word, using precept upon precept, and you better come spiritual. Children of the flesh war with the children of the spirit. Serpent seed versus called. Set apart. Let's go a little further. Now, it's interesting that I had to read this because, you see, the children of Korah wanted Moses' seat. That's what they wanted. They were telling Moses, he ain't called. Why you got to lift yourself up? That's what they wanted. They wanted the priesthood. They wanted Moses' seat. He was in a law-giving seat as well. Let's go just a little bit further. And I pray that everyone is keeping up with me. I pray. Okay, I'm trying to move my computer. I don't know why it goes so slow, but it does. Now, what you may be aware of, I'm not sure. I really don't know. In the book of Jude, I'm going to read all of Jude later if we have time, but I want to take you somewhere real quick. In the book of Jude, there's only one book, one chapter. When you go there, it's interesting. It's interesting what's said in verse 9, and I wonder if anybody picked it up. When we go to Jude chapter 1, verse 9, it says, yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, Yahuwah rebuke you, or rebuke thee. Why was the devil trying to get Moses' body? We know the devil can't create nothing. Can't create nothing. But as we know by reading the parable of the wheat and tare, he can come in and slip his spirit in that body. Some people call that reincarnation, or people call it, oh, I died and came back. Nobody died and coming back. If they coming back, whatever was in them when they were righteous before they died is gone, because absent from the body is present with our Father after Yahushua. Okay? But it tells us that this devil, he was disputing for the body of Moses. Moses was sitting in a law-giving seat. Moses had a job to do. Now, we know when we talk about the scribes and the Pharisees, Yahushua told them that ye are of your father the devil. They all wanted Moses' seat. By the time we get, and we're going to go there, by the time we get up to, and everybody please turn with me, by the time we get to Matthew's, oh, give me a second. My computer is acting up. 1 second, family. I don't know why. Today I've had really a lot of problems. I mean, it's going so slow and sticking. But by the time we get, give me a second. By the time we get to, hold on 1 second. My computer's doing something weird. Matthew 23. Something important is said to us. I'm just going to read one or two verses. I'm going to come back to it in a second. But when you get to Matthew 23, many people, when they read this, they're not getting it. Now, this is Yahushua. This is the Redeemer speaking. Understand, Yahuwah told us in the beginning, I'm going to put enmity between two seeds on this earth. Okay, we know that we have enmity with the world. We know that, but we're talking about amongst the Hebrews. Okay, so we find out there is a serpent seed. Those who derive from, you could say, the devil, Azazel, and those who were predestined, they came from the Father because they were spirits and they were placed into a vessel. Two factors going on here. And then we look and we read in the scriptures. Many, I could have got many places. I'm just trying to close it down to a few. I'll bring up these other places later if time permits. But letting you know that there was always somebody causing some kind of trouble. Okay? Causing the people division, causing the people to err. And it had to do with law. It had to do with sacrifice. And most of these things, of course, were with the old covenant, which were of works, doing something with your hand, i.e. your right hand. And what they were telling the people, which was not of our Father, because he didn't send them to tell them this, but they were teaching in the new covenant against Yahushua. Paul said there's many antichrists. That's another word for them. There's another antichrist. There's many of them out here. So let's go here. Go to Matthew 23. I just want to read the first two verses. Yahushua spake unto the multitude and to his disciples. Now he let them know. You ought to know. He said, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. If you remember, we just read out of the book of Numbers 16, Korah and the crew want to go and take over Moses' spot. We read in, for those of you who have been reading with us, we've read in the book of 1 Kings how Jeroboam, he wanted to keep the children of Israel with him, so he did just like the children of that were under Rehoboam, the southern kingdom. But in the northern kingdom, he built, he took a day, which was the same day. It's supposed to look identical to us, blessed and sanctified. But what he did was he built an altar, wasn't prescribed, wasn't in the land, okay, wasn't in Jerusalem. He built this altar. He had two golden calves he built. He raised up base men as priests. And then he had the people worshiping on groves, high heels, all kind of stuff. And the Father was not pleased with that. And that is the beginning, not really the beginning, because really King Solomon messed up when he started building those high groves for his wives. But Jeroboam, after the nation of Israel was split into two kingdoms, he basically began the rolling down snowball effect of sin, 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 sin. And then it kind of like must have bumped over into Judah, because Judah starts sinning a little bit, not much, but a little bit. But they both had to go into captivity. It's always been right there amongst our people. Many don't know. All the clues are given. They will be in the law-giving seat. They will read to you the old covenant law. They will read to you the Torah and tell you that is what you're supposed to be paying attention to right now. They exclude Yahushua. They reject the set-apart spirit if they're not telling you these things are spiritual. The Father looks for spiritual thanksgiving and praise. He's looking for his who hear his word, who study to show themselves approved, rightly dividing the word, who come spiritual and getting their spiritual garments ready. We're going to read more. I'm going to take you guys a couple places. Okay? Now, let me go back, because I got more to read here. I'm not done. I want to take you guys first to Matthew 3. Matthew chapter 3. We're going to be everywhere, family. You know how I teach. We're going to go places, okay? I pray you're ready to learn. Switch over to Matthew chapter 3, please. We're going to begin in verse 1. Now, to shorten the lesson, I went here and there. But just open Matthew 3, and you'll follow along, because I noticed I went from 1 to 2, then I switched over to 5, and, you know, I'm going here and there, but I want just to bring the point out to you. Now, when we open up in the book of Matthew, that's the new covenant, let's see what Matthew had to say. Verse 1, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea, and all the regions round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Check it out, family, verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Because you see, that's why we're supposed to pay attention, because if they knew that Yahushua was coming, they would repent, but in their uncircumcised heart, there's folly, there's mischief, there's deceivableness. There's a different, it's not the set-apart spirit in them. But they want to get into that kingdom, but they don't want to do as our Father says. They are sinning when you transgress the law. But they will take you to not the fulfillment of the law, which is spiritual. We just read that last lesson. They will take you back to the old covenant that has death, not the new one that has life. So John tells them, O generation of vipers, these Pharisees and these Sadducees, they come into this baptism. Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Remember what Yahuwah told Cain. If thou dost well, will not thou be accepted? They got a choice to make. They got a choice to make. Okay? The Father gave them the opportunity when you go to Romans, either 9 or 11, I can't remember. I think it's in 9. But it tells you the engrafting in. Before the engrafting in, they didn't have a chance. But through Yahushua, they have a chance if they repent, if they come spiritual. Let's go there. It tells us, verse 8, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that Yahuwah is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. What he's telling them is, just because you look like a lamb or a sheep, you're speaking like a dragon, because I'm right amongst you. Who told you, you generation of vipers, to try to flee the destruction and the wrath that's coming upon you? That's what he's saying to them. He said, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that our father Yahuwah is able of these stones, which is just a vessel, to raise up children unto Abraham, because our bodies are vessels. It depends on what's in that vessel. That's why you're supposed to take off the old man, which is the flesh, the vessel, and start operating out the spirit. Okay, that's all he's saying to them, because they're claiming to be of Abraham's lineage, the call lineage, but they weren't. So let's go a little further. He says in verse 10, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree, every body, every person, which bringeth not forth good fruit, the fruit of the spirit, okay, is hewed down and cast into the fire. What? Parable of wheat and tare. The tares will be gathered and thrown into the lake of fire, but the wheat will be gathered into the barn. It's the same thing, family, if you're understanding Scripture. Let's go a little further. Verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the set-apart spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff or the tares with unquenchable fire. Now, maybe nobody's read it like that to you before, but that's what it's talking about. They've always been there. Still here today. But let's go some more places, because I know people got to hear more. So, When we go to Matthew 23, and Yahushua was saying the scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat, we're going to go back to Matthew 23. Open up, please. I'm not done, not nearly. I want you guys to really, when you're reading the scripture, understand what's going on. Understand why we at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible and not too many others, I don't know of too many Hebrew sites, if any, telling you, yes, there's two creations out there. And if you want to count the serpent seed, that was another creation too. If you want to do that. On day six was male and female, mankind. They were not given the breath of life. They were made and good for their purpose. They were told to multiply. They never were in the garden. Adam was formed by himself from the dust of the ground. He was given the breath of life. He was set apart into the garden. That's a spiritual dimension. Eve was taken from his rib or his DNA. So she had everything he had. They were equal. People hate when I say that. Oh, she said equal. Yes, equal. She had everything he had. You're forgetting the part where in Genesis 1 it says that when he was making things, he was making everything after its own kind. He noticed that Adam, he didn't want Adam to be alone. So he took from Adam's makeup, his DNA, and formed the woman. She was just like him. She had the set apart spirit, and she had everything he had, not one thing minus. She was his helpmate, his partner is what she was. Okay, I want to get back. I don't want to go too far off on a tangent, but some people got to know because too many people are teaching lies. Okay, it says, let's go, Matthew 23. Now Yahushua spake to the multitude. He was speaking to the people and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. He letting them know they're sitting there. The scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. And it's not a good thing, family. They're doing it today. And it's not a good thing, family. If we're reading about Yahushua, John the Baptist, what the Most High did in the book of Numbers 16 to those who tried to take over a spot that was not meant for them, as well as when we try to teach today, and the ones who shouldn't be teaching, the Father didn't send telling you a woman can't teach. But yet, I'm the vessel the Father chose to use. Isn't it interesting? It's all the same thing happening. Just something to consider. Let's go a little further. After Yahushua told them the scribes and the Pharisees were sitting in Moses' seat, verse 3 says, all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works. The things of the hands, the feast days, is that you got to do something, you got to do something. For they say and do not. Okay? The scribes and the Pharisees put burdens on people. The scribes and the Pharisees tell you, look at this moon. The scribes and the Pharisees will tell you, with the flesh eyes, woman, shut up, be quiet. Look, do your job, be submissive to your husband, and build the nation. The scribes and the Pharisees will tell you to take your old dirty, rusty behind and go dip it in a body of water. Now you're saved, blessed, and highly favored. I can go on with what they tell you, but hey, let's go here. So in verse 4, he says, talking about these scribes and Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat, verse 4, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. These are the people's shoulders. But they themselves will not remove them with one of their fingers. When they put those burdens on you, how do they do it? Well, they go to the law. They're sitting in Moses' seat, and it's through works. They're not going to remove that from you. They pervert the scriptures because they, when they read, they do not understand spiritual understanding. They really do not accept Yahushua with what they're teaching you. They don't say it because they'll tell you, oh, I love Jesus or whatever. I love Yahushua or Yahushua or however they want to pronounce it. They'll say they love him. They love the creator of heaven and earth. But then they deny the spiritual things, the new covenant. They want to take you back to the law that had death. They want to have you flee instead of waiting upon our Father. They do all this. But they give you some truth now, and they will read out the same book because Most High, Yahushua just just said right here, all, therefore, whatever they bid you observe, that observe and do. Okay? Because they're going to be reading to you out the law. But, and you remember, this is in Matthew 23. Yahushua had not resurrected yet. He was teaching the people for the new covenant, the spiritual things. Keep in mind, but do not ye after their works, because their works are just like Cain's work, things that are not pleasing. The sacrifices weren't pleasing to the Father. The things that he was doing with his hand. And since it told us that he himself, or these scribes and Pharisees are in John 8, ye of your father the devil, the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, abode not in the truth. You need to watch what you're doing. There's no truth in them. All right, so let's go a little further. It says, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and they lay them on my people's shoulders. But they themselves will not remove them, not with one of their fingers. But all their works they do, all that they do, I'm righteous. Look, I got my garbs on. I'm praising the Father. I'm doing all these things. We're doing this feast day. Everybody needs to come on over here and do this. You know, it says, but all their works they do for to be seen of the people. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against the chosen people. For ye neither, now check it out, for ye neither go in yourselves, the hypocrites, the scribes and the Pharisees, the blind guides, the serpent seed. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. It tells us, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against the people. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. They're going to block the way by giving you nonsense and of the flesh and not of the new covenant, but of the physical Torah. They've rejected the set-apart spirit. The spirit is the new covenant, is Yahushua, that spirit from the beginning. There's only one mediator between our Father and the people. There's only three powers of authority. You got Yahuwah, Yahushua, and then his people. They call them men in the Bible. Don't mess up those physical words with your eyes. Scribes and Pharisees doing a good job with that. You become spiritual and get the understanding. It's all over in the scripture who the Father talking to, not just men. Okay? Get that understanding. This is something, if you're a man and you get mad because I said not just men, shame on you. Because I'm telling the people the truth. If you're a woman and you've been under a lying scribe and Pharisees and you're upset, well, fully on you too. Because I'm going to speak the truth of our Father's word. Get out of the flesh. Understand the sons and the daughters. We are the apple of the Most High's eye. We are those apples. You know? It's simple. Let's go a little further. I don't want to stop there because they got some good stuff in here. And it definitely relates to today. Everything in the scripture is repetition, repetition, repetition. People just not have taken it that way. It's the same thing that has always been happening. Someone start rumbling and mumbling and groaning and leading our people astray. They read not the book, but they'll, woman, cover yourself up. Man, buckle up and be a man. You this, you that. Look, they telling you, so say the Father said to give this message. Some of them put such sexual messages up, and their whole message is filth. And lo and behold, you hear the people call in, oh, that was just, I needed to hear that. I'm like, what did you need to hear? What about the picture you just put, breasts hanging out? You might as well just go get your copy of Playgirl. What's the difference? I don't think Yahushua was giving this message. But our people, they've had diviners and sorcerers and liars teaching them all the way in the scripture, giving them false, oh, I have a vision. I knew this. I got the understanding. They didn't get no, the Father didn't send them. You should know them by their fruit. Just because somebody says, oh, I love whatever. They say Jesus Christ sometimes. They say Yahushua, whatever. I don't know what they say for Yahushua. Just because they say it, are the fruits showing you? No, because they'll tell you opposite of the new covenant. They'll tell you of the flesh. Only what their eyes can read. There's no connection. But even some of those are the fathers. That's why we go and we teach the truth. Some of those will come and repent and get the understanding. It might be you. I don't know. But I pray if it is you, that you repent to the Father and get the understanding spiritually. Let's go further, family. I want to say and read his word. So it tells us, he says, I'm going to pick up at verse 13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass seas and lands to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. What does that mean? Verse 15, they compass seas, take it and lands, take it today, family. They go across the internet, the web. They might even travel different places. And they make someone a convert, but not of our fathers, not of the truth. Because we're talking that because of what they do, they make that person twofold more a child of hell or the devil than themselves. That's what they do. I hope y'all reading it and understand these are the words. Verse 23, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment. They don't have no judgment, not righteous, mercy, no righteous mercy, and faith, and faith, and faith. Yahushua said, will I find faith? Because the scribes and the Pharisees were sitting in Moses' seat misleading the people. He said, when I return, will I find faith? And I'm telling you, the biggest thing our people have to work on right now is faith. Faith. That's what we got to work on, family. It's all in the scripture. I'm going to keep reading. But you know what they're saying in this book. I'm not reading my own words. I'm going to read it again. Verse 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. They strain at what's obvious, which is what's spiritual. But the flesh, the bigger things, you know, that's right in your face, they swallow that up easily. Spiritual, that's you know. But the flesh, they swallow it up. It says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortions and excesses. What did the cup and the platter represent, family? Well, sacrifices. Feast days, right? It says, I'm going to read it again. Somebody need to hear it. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. It says, no. Let me read it again. That's verse, yeah, that's right. Verse 25. Ye make clean. It appears clean. It appears set apart, righteous, the outside of the cup and the platter. But within they are full of extortions and excess. Thou blind guide. I'm at 26. Cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter. Now we're talking about our bodies here. Because what's within? Spiritual. Spiritual. Right? And he said, give something that is set apart. If you're going to give something, give it set apart. But specifically, he's talking about what's inside of each of these vessels, our bodies. Okay? Our bodies are just vessels. They had unclean vessels. I know y'all understand that, but let's keep going on. It says, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Verse 27, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Remember, Yahushua later tells them, ye are them which killed the prophets. And in later, we can say today, they are of them that hung Yahushua on a tree. We're going to get there. We ain't got there yet. Let's keep going. Verse 28, even so ye also outward appear righteous unto the people, our people. But within ye are full of hypocrisies and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets. You the one doing it. You the one killing the prophets and garnish the sepulcher of the righteous. And say, whoo, here's what they say. If we had been the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Now that was in Israel, remember? The northern kingdom? The prophets, well, let's put it like this. It tells us that when Elijah went there, Obadiah hid the Most High's prophets, but they were going after them. We know that when Jeremiah tried to speak, when Isaiah tried to speak, when all the people who rose up earlier that the Father sent to the people, they were trying to do away. They wanted them to shut up, be quiet. We don't want to hear no more from you. They were putting them in prisons, so on and so forth. But they were the prophets that the Most High sent. So it says, wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. He says, fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Continue doing what you're doing, because that's what you do. Then he says, ye serpents, in verse 33, ye generation of vipers. Same thing John the Baptist said. Same thing Yahushua said. I will put enmity between the woman's seed and the serpent's seed. These generation of vipers. He told us the scribes and the Pharisees, and that's your generation of vipers are sitting in Moses' seat. Let's go a little further. He says, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogue, in the place where you worship, and persecute them from city to city. They're doing that today still. They can't crucify us and all this stuff, but let me try to speak. I've had them come on to my show, ask me where my head covering to submit myself. I've been called a Jezebel. I've been called, and they don't even know what that's talking about, but I've been called all these names. They want to shut me down. They got their little mini followers who are either serpent seeds themselves as well or led astray, and they come tell me about myself. I've had them coming to my website. I'm not playing the games no more, because if you want to be lukewarm and sit on the sidelines and listen to the lies, or if you are one of them, one of the generation of vipers, well, no, it ain't going to take place. Because, see, I'm going to have to continue teaching the truth of our Father's word. If you want to know the truth, you need to repent, come out from among the confusion, come out from the worldly system, come out from the lies of the scribes and Pharisees, and come spiritually back to our Father. Repent and then seek his face. He'll reveal to you who's telling the truth. You know, as simple as that. So he says, I'm going to read 34 again because I want to hit 35. It says, wherefore, behold, I sent unto you prophets. Yahushua was talking. He says, wherefore, behold, I sent unto you prophets, wise men, scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel, and that was Cain, right, unto the blood of Zechariah, the son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Now, I'm not going to read John 8, because I think that you guys have already read that, what it says. I've quoted it, okay? Where he says, ye are should go. I'm thinking some other stuff. I don't want to go to John 8, but Yeshua was telling them in John 8 how their father is the devil. They're children of the devil, is what he was saying. So all this is in line. Anybody want to say I'm speaking out of turn? No. We ain't even gonna go there, because that would be a lie. When the word says that Yahushua was speaking most of this, the ones that were called were speaking this. The ones who had the set apart spirit were letting you know. Even our Father Yahuwah told you in the beginning, and you don't want to believe the truth. They're here today. I'm sounding the horn so loud, and many want to say, "Well, you're a liar. There's not two creations, nah, and there's no serpent seed, nah, we all did this." No, it was always a select few that had most of the children of Israel go a little to the left or a little to the right. The Father always loved a remnant, always. In our people, there are scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, blind guides, serpents, generation of vipers, serpent seed, call it what you want, mores, elders. Now, they've given themselves these titles, but the Father say, "Hey, I never sent them." Let's go a little further, family. Go to Matthew 27, because we're going to hear some other names they're called. Matthew 27. Let's see. It's 11:28. Okay. Let me see where I am. Matthew 28. I'm going to take a little break because I need to get something to drink real quick. Play a quick song. We're going to get back to this because you're going to hear the same thing again. I'm going to give you guys a three-minute song. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We're not going nowhere. We got more.
If there's one thing I've learned as an Israelite, we've got to keep the commandments. I was tired of being fed up, so I got the Bible and opened it up. And I saw that I was living wrong, wound out, yes I was. Now I do my best to follow these laws, oh yeah. And I decided I'ma stop playing games, I don't wanna be the same like I used to be, oh no. I'ma change my life, I'ma do things right. Too much, and the truth out the truth back and forth too much. No, this time I'm gonna be faithful, that's for sure. Yeah, cause I don't wanna live the way I did before. Oh, no. Oh,
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're in our second hour, and we are going to continue with part three, Serpent Seed. They are not all Israel, which are of Israel. And I, like I said, I pray if you're joining us in the second half that you have gone through the first couple lessons. We're going to continue on. We're giving explanation spiritually to those things that deceive the people. Okay, in order to figure out revelations, you got to know the truth from the lie. But right now, we have many of the serpent seed teaching, and ye shall know them by their fruit. We're giving you characteristics. We're making a distinction between the most highest people and those who are not the most highest people, but they look like the flock. And they will say, like Revelations 2:9 and 3:9 says, hey, we are Yehuda. We're from the tribe of Judah. But it tells us that they are from the synagogue of Satan. So we have to take into account all this. And if you are being taught a flesh message, know that our Father was spirit, Yahushua was spirit, and we, his children, are spirit. Come to the word spiritually. Let's continue. Everybody go to Matthew 27. Matthew 27, I want to go there because many, I don't think they're really reading properly. I always tell everybody, I use reference and I say, well, you got to understand the end of Matthew's to understand another thing they'll be doing. And it's obvious, but we're going to go there and read so you'll get it. This is signs of the serpent seed. You can see it evident today. If you're paying attention to what they're telling you, is it the spiritual understanding of the new covenant or is it the pushing on of the law from the old covenant which brings death? Okay? Not that the law is bad. Yahushua came to fulfill it, but the law is spirit. We read that in the last lesson. That's why I said I pray you guys are keeping up. Okay, Matthew 27, let's go there. Verse 1. It says, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against. That's what anti means, against. They say antichrist, well, against Yahushua. It tells us, Matthew 27, verse 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people, what people? Well, the children of Israel, the most highest people, okay, took counsel against Yahushua to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which, and I'm going here and there, I'm telling you Matthew 27, but I'm going to be flip-flopping, okay? By the time I get to verse 7, I'm going to skip down to 11. Just follow along. I want to get to the point. I'm limited on hours, and I'm trying not to push into the third hour, so please follow. Verse 3 of Matthew 27. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, betrayed Yahushua, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and bought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. Now, here's what they say to him. What is that to us? So what? You know, they are anti-Yahushua. The world says antichrist. These are your den of vipers. Okay? I hope you're getting it. So he said, what is this to us? See thou to that. It says, and Judas cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Verse 6, and the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful. Well, the scribes and the Pharisees were sitting in Moses' seat. You're going to find the position that they wanted was the law-giving seat. They were teaching the people not of Yahushua. They were against Yahushua. So it said, after they took the 30 pieces of silver, this chief priest, he said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. And when Yahushua stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, I'm at verse 11, and when Yahushua stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou king of the Hebrews? And Yahushua said unto him, thou sayest. And when he was accused, let me go a little further here, and when he was accused of the chief priest and the elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, am I verse 13, hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. Verse 16, and they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Yahushua, which is called the Redeemer? Verse 18, for he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Who delivered him? Well, the scribes, the Pharisees, the priests, the high priests, and so forth, the ones that were against them, the Antichrist, the serpent seed, they had envy. He says, for he knew, Pilate knew, envy they had delivered him. Verse 19, when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife said unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. 20, pay attention. It tells us, but the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and to destroy Yahushua. When it says they persuaded, most times they're talking about bribes or a way of telling someone something that's incorrect, but you're messing with the mind. It seems like you're doing the right thing. Many people get persuaded today to believe a lie, but it's not true. Many will fight about Yahushua's birth, but we can read it. Many during that time was saying that he's not Yahushua. He's not the Redeemer. Uh-uh, that's not him. Because the chief priests and the scribes and all that were against Yahushua, they were sitting in the positions of power. They were sitting in the law-giving seat. They were teaching the people. So it says in verse 20, but the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should take or they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Yahushua. Verse 21, the governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Yahushua, which is called the Redeemer? They say unto him, let him be crucified. Remember, the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Yahushua. Remember that. So the governor said, why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, and these were the Hebrews, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Yahushua, he delivered him to be crucified. Verse 27, then the soldiers of the governor took Yahushua into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had platted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him. They mocked him, saying, hail, King of the Hebrews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to be crucified. Verse 32, and as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his tree branch, or what you want to call it, his stalk, because he was not crucified like y'all think with that cross. It was trees that he was hung on. Let's go a little further. Verse 33, And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of a skull, 34, they gave him wine, or excuse me, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vestures did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there. Verse 37, and set up over his head his accusation written, this is Yahushua, king of the Hebrews. That was the accusation they had, king of the Hebrews. Verse 38, then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save yourself. If thou be the Son of the Most High, come down from that tree. Come down and save yourself. Verse 41, likewise also the chief priests, mocking him, scribes, and the elders, said, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the tree, and we will believe him. Now we know they had no thoughts at all of believing him. We know this. 43, he trusted in the Most High. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of the Most High. Verse 44, the thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. Yahushua, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept, they were dead, okay, they arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the set-apart city, which was Jerusalem, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Yahushua, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of the Most High. And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Yahushua from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James, and Jose, and the mother of Zebedee's children. And when the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Yahushua's disciple. He went to Pilate and begged for the body of Yahushua. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewed out of the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. Pay attention. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulcher. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, I'm at verse 62, family, the chief priest and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate. They're going back to the Roman, European white man, Pilate. Here's what they said. Verse 63, sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, ye have a watch. Go your way. Make it as sure as ye can. So they went, the scribes and the Pharisees, family, okay, the chief priests. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. So they put their people to guard his tomb. Pay attention. 28. We're at Matthew 28. This gets real deep. I want y'all to get it. Please don't not get it, because you got to get it. It's all about right now. Let's pay attention. Matthew 28, verse 1. In the end of the Shabbat, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Most High descended from heaven and came to roll back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake the watch and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Yahushua, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, Come, and see the place where Yahushua lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Now they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Verse 9. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Yahushua met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Yahushua unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my people, my brethren, that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Verse 11, Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priest all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money. They persuaded the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. He bribed or persuaded the soldiers. These were the scribes and Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat. These were the high priests. These were the ones who were anti-Yahushua. They were against Yahushua. They did not want the people to know that the Redeemer had come, that through his death, burial, and resurrection, he is now with them, that everything now is spiritual. Today, scribes and Pharisees will tell you the same thing. We got to go back to the law, the Torah. It's the water baptism. You got to flee. You got to do something. Because if you denounce the truth that he did resurrect, he is sitting at the right hand of the Father. His spirit in the book of Acts did come upon the people, both the men and the women. It fell on his disciples, but there were women there too. Go read the book of Acts and get the understanding. It's all spiritual. It's about the spirit, because we are spirits and we are his and we are called. So they won't tell you this. Now check it out. Let's read it. It tells us, I'm going to read it again so everybody hears it. Everybody understands what was done and why it's evident today of what's being done by the scribes and the Pharisees. When the watch came back and they told the elders, hold up, let me get all the names in there here. Okay, I'm going to just read what they have in here. Verse 11, Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priest all things that were done. So the chief priest was there. And when they were assembled with the elders and taking counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers. Here's what they say. Say ye, this is what I'm giving you money for. Now you make sure you say this. His disciples, they came by night and stole him away while we slept. But the watch had already told them about the angel and him not being there, and the angel said that he already resurrected. So check it out. And if this come to the governor's ear, well, that was Pilate, if it comes to his ear that he resurrected, it says, we will persuade him and secure you. We're going to bribe him. Tell him, look, his brothers came. See, this is what you're supposed to say. He never resurrected. He was nothing but a man. He was not the Son of the Most High. The Hebrews, they're waiting for the Son of the Most High, but, hey, he never came. So if you're saying he never came, there really is no new covenant. You stick back with the law, those things of the physical that had death with them, which is what the scribes and Pharisees are preaching today. The serpent seed is at full effect right now. I hope you're paying attention. So it says, verse 15, it says, so the watch, they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Hebrews until this day. Many of the Hebrews, they cannot understand the spiritual. They always go back to the flesh because of what the scribes and the Pharisees did. The ones that were sitting in Moses' seat, the ones that we were warned about with Jeremiah, the lion prophets and the diviners and all. These are the same people. They were generations of them. They called different names. They're blind guides. Family, I pray you understand this. Okay, so it tells us, verse 16, and the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Yahushua had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And when Yahushua came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, all tribes, the 12 tribes, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the set-apart Spirit. Okay? Give them a renewing of the mind, the body, spirit is what he's saying. Let's go a little further. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. All right, family. Let me see my time. Oop, I'm going to have to leave it there. I want to go some other places with you guys, but I don't want to go into 3 hours, and I think you guys will appreciate that. But we have about 5 minutes left, so what I will do is, anyone has any questions at this point, go ahead, click on over, 646-595-4111. Raise your hand. I'll be happy to answer any questions. You know, I'm here. If you're listening for the first time and you want to say something, just shalom, call in. Hey, family, we're here. We're here to learn the truth. No question is a dumb question, okay? No question. If you give scripture, I'm sure the family as well as the Father will appreciate it. So if you have something you want to bring forward, I welcome each and every one of you to raise your hand. I'll open it up, and we'll speak the Father's truth. I'm going to wait for a few minutes, and then I'm going to go ahead and log off. And we will have a lesson Saturday. We will pick back up where I left off because I want to make sure that you're getting the connections within Scripture. It's not just said in one place. It's said all over the Scripture, but they're not going to say it word for word to where, oh, see, it said this. No. When we were going, you got to go through the other lessons to really get it. We've been going left and right and right and left with it and showing you there's traits for these of the devil. That's what I'm going to call them. That's what Yahushua call them. Their fathers are, you are of your father the devil. So there are to show you who these people are. You know, one of the biggest traits you're going to find are they going to be against Yahushua, which means they're flesh. They're flesh thinkers. They're going to go with what's of death, not with what's of life, which is the new covenant. They'll stick with the old covenant. They'll lay heavy burdens on the people's shoulders, both the men and the women, especially the women. They put division when our Father and Yahushua was always about oneness with him. Okay? So the traits are there. They tell you generation. Generation means many. Antichrist, like they put it, which is against. There's many of them. They're generational. We can go through all the books of the scripture. You're going to read about them all the time. There's no difference. Look, if there's a division or if you read the scripture under them and you have a heavy heart, well, then that means you're not getting the truth because when we read our history book, baby, you ought to be jumping for joy, praising the Father, both the men and the women. And that's where we're going to leave it right there, family. No one has put their hand up. I'm not going into the third hour, family. We're going to end it right there. But, hey, I say, stay in the Father's word. If you sin, repent instantly. Come back righteously in truth and spiritually to our Father's word. Hey, keep me in prayer as I'll be keeping you. Shalom, family.
In the last days, Israel shall rise again as a mighty nation. Gentile peoples shall serve her. Zion shall be established. Finally, they shall dwell in celestial splendor. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, How hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gate shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee, they seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.
Save me right up the flames, cause of this I praise your name. You're saw fit to give me life in the form of a baby. They placed me in the care of a wonderful lady who raised me against the odds. Promise we had dozens. Father, right there for me when my first one wasn't. So many times I could've died for reason I'm alive. Through the sex and violence of the hood, you helped me survive. You snatched me by the hand and gave me a new start. So now I serve you with my whole mind and heart. What others didn't see, you saw beneath the surface. You opened my eyes up and gave me a new purpose. Blessed me with a beautiful wife and kids, with food, a job, a beautiful place to live. Cast my worries on you when things are narrow. Know you watching over me if you got your eyes on the sparrow. See, I put down the source and went to the source. Every since then, my whole life has been on course. Mate, me a man after your heart like David. And I'ma rep your Torah and your name is sacred. Showed your love when you let your son die to atone for me. It's enough to make a grown man cry. I trust you, y'all, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. I trust you, y'all, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. I trust you, y'all, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. I trust you, y'all, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're.
Stand, stand. Yeah, it's life, yeah, it's life.